Turtles.
Forever.
Forever.
Can we cut in the Terry Funk? Forever.
Hey, everybody. And welcome to TMNT Turtles Forever. I'm Chris.
I'm Mike.
Hopefully you've watched our other Ninja Turtle related commentaries.
We apologize for how dated they are.
If it seems like this one was recorded 6 months after the first one, there may be a reason for that. Nothing says an epic movie like Ariel.
Hey, Little Mermaid was pretty epic.
Oh, I hate you.
Splinter's watching his stories.
I'd forgotten about the art style of the 2003 Ninja Turtles for a second. Having to adjust. So this was the 20th anniversary? 25th anniversary?
25th.
25th anniversary Turtles special. Got to introduce him in case somebody who is not a Ninja Turtles fan is for some reason watching Turtles Forever. All Night. This was released in 2009. Oh god, is this the 30th anniversary of Ninja Turtles this year?
Yep.
Fuck me.
Because the first issue came out in 1984.
Fuck. It's so old.
Because Donatello couldn't just walk across the room.
Had to hop.
Which is the most butch of names for a gang?
Hey, April. That building does not look structurally sound at all.
Bricks!
If you hit them, they're actually mushroom people and they give you coins. So, this is, of course, the 1989 animated Ninja Turtles crossing over with the 2003 rebooted animated Ninja Turtles.
89?
89, 90? That was when the cartoon started, yeah. 88. 87?
Just keep going back.
87. So now none of the original actors from the 87 series reprise their voice roles in this due to 4Kids, the production company at the time, being a non-union corporation.
It turns him into Super Shredder.
Turns him into Kevin Nash. You don't want to see what he takes to turn into Scott Hall. It's crack rock.
Well, the first time I watched this, I didn't realize how off the voices were.
They don't sound that off until you get to Leonardo.
Hey, everybody, I'm a Ninja Turtle. That's a big word for a kid show.
All Oh no!
No, they don't.
No, they really don't. So I guess the question has to be asked, Mike. Which animation style do you prefer?
It's hard to say, really.
I feel like the quality of the original cartoon was slightly better.
I did like the sort of more simple, angular design of the later one.
Yeah. I mean, now that kind of plays off in the most recent, the CGI series on Nickelodeon, with the designs where they're kind of a mishmash of the two, I guess. They're a little simpler, but they still have personality to them.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait until the crossover with the CGI one.
Oh, God. I think what they need to do is a crossover with Next Mutation.
Yes.
Yes.
What were you saying about the structural integrity of this building?
Fortunately, it's suddenly daytime.
That's kind of dark that they just crushed all those people under that slab of stone. They weren't robots in this one.
They love being turtles. They're so tall compared to the old ones.
I do love how quickly the 2003 versions just get an ass full of the old ones.
Yeah. I have to say, the one thing I remember being my only problem with this special, I really enjoyed it, but there's never a point where the 87 Turtles like get their moment. They're just kind of buffoons throughout the entire thing.
Yeah. Which that was something that like, Matt really didn't like this the first time he saw it because he felt like it was making fun of the old show, which, of course, he grew up on, and, like,
yeah.
That was his Ninja Turtles, and how dare these people make fun of his cartoon.
It is accurate to how that cartoon was, though.
It really is.
But, I mean, there was never, like, I just wanted, like, one moment where, like, the old Turtles battle theme kicked in and they swooped in and did something badass. But no, that is a 100% accurate representation of how that old TV show was. Also, I want pizza now.
What did they drop?
I don't know.
This net falls over them and they leave behind a pile of guts. You look a little more like a rat in this one and less like a brown dog, but yeah, you're Splinter.
Just seems like every time somebody tries to redesign Splinter, he just gets closer and closer to being a goddamn coyote.
I don't remember the Technodrome ever being on the surface streets like that.
It was always underground with no power.
Mm-hmm.
Don had a rockin' idea. Oh, this old foot soldier designs.
You're not even in Kansas, you're in New York. That's kind of the job of a transdimensional portal.
God, there wasn't a Technodrome in the tooth. There hasn't been a Technodrome in any other series, has there?
I think the Technodrome was created only for the old cartoon. I don't think it was even in the comics.
No, the original comics are so dark, nothing from them survived to the cartoon. Except maybe just a hint of the personalities.
They are turtles, and they do enjoy pizza, and that's about it.
They are ninjas? Oh, sadly not voiced by Uncle Phil.
That's its job!
Oh, God. I did see the, on Tumblr the other day, one of the first posts of somebody waxing nostalgic, how they wish they had been alive in the 90s instead of the 2000s. And it's like, ooh.
Oh.
It's like, I'd rather live in an era where Green Day is on the radio instead of Justin Bieber. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
This is nice of the villain to just let them in.
Oh, Bebop and Rocksteady. Did they just loop the same animation over and over again?
Yep. God, these things are worse shots than Stormtroopers. There's lasers flying everywhere, not hitting the goddamn thing.
They're robots! I wonder how many people hear me say that all the time and realize I'm referencing, like, the very first episode of Ninja Turtles ever.
There was also a giant rock up there you could have dropped on him.
I've also noticed as the iterations get more and more recent, Splinter does become more and more of a just utter badass. You never saw him fight in the original cartoon. Or at least you saw him fight very sparingly, I suppose.
It was always when, like, something really big was happening.
Yeah.
Sort of like Yoda. It's like, only when it's the most dire does he whip out his lightsaber and go into battle.
Yeah, when Splinter whipped out his lightsaber, it was a big deal. So, how much of the 2003 series did you watch?
I watched the first two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of fell out with it, and when I came back, they were like in space doing something, and I didn't get back into it.
Yeah, they were the future season they did, where they were like 100 years in the future or something.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Ninja Turtles Beyond.
Flash Forward, I think it was. Yeah, I never really watched it regularly. I'd catch it off and on. I saw just enough to know that I didn't hate it, but, you know. Just violently blew up all the foot soldiers. You feel like you would have come up with that plan a lot sooner in the series.
Yeah, surround the turtles in robots and then just have them self-destruct.
Yeah.
That's kind of dark to have the head just laying there.
It's okay, they're robots.
Which, if you think about it, Leonardo didn't know that they were robots earlier, and he just stabbed one in the chest. He was totally willing to kill a person just then.
Hey, man, you gotta do what you gotta do. Shredder was way more badass in the 2003 series, I guess.
Well, were Shredder and Krang always a nagging couple?
Yes. Technodrome had all these cool tools, but in 1987, I guess none of them were powered up.
We never knew just how badass the Technodrome really was.
Oh, that's right. The Shredder was a Krang in the 2003 series.
It's an Utrom.
I'm sorry, an Utrom. I do kind of like the Utrom design, though. I think it looks pretty good. Very simple, clean, just like you had mentioned. There's just something to be said for an animation style that just allows for a very simple design over something complex.
They have Shredder Calamari.
You're going to be on Botchamania now.
No me. This seems like it'd be a lot more creepy than a guy in full armor.
Right?
This angry little squid. So you found a big rock. He recovered nicely from being crushed under stone.
It was a styrofoam stone. Oh, God, I forgot about the little communicators.
That's shaped like a foot.
Yeah.
Remember the cartoons when every single thing had to fit the gimmick?
Yeah.
I ship them so hard.
Awkward, slimy, Krang, Shredder, stabby sex. Yes, we'll just poison this brain.
How did they know that this poison would affect it?
It clearly didn't.
How do they know that this thing doesn't feed off this shit?
Aw, oh, he's sleepy.
This makes me wonder why Krang was walking around in his little robot suit, not the whole body, just a second ago.
Well, you know, they had to fit everything in there to appease the fans of the show. We'd be like, what happened to Krang's old robot suit? Brr, 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 brr. Hey, Karai. So is she still canonically the Shredder's daughter in this cartoon? Because he's a brain slug.
Yep.
How?
I don't know exactly.
Must be adopted. Or takes after her mother.
Well, I think they did the thing where the first Shredder was a human. And then became the slug.
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't really...
Cause in the,
like I said, I watched it off and on.
In the comics, there's like 4 or 5 different iterations of Shredder.
Right. He's always kind of the Ultron of the Ninja Turtles universe. You beat him and you kill him, and then 2 years later he shows up and it's a huge deal and he's completely different.
Yeah. They're so cute together.
You just want to pinch their little cheeks. Good job, bitches.
Splinter's very quickly adopted the old turtles.
Splinter's like, I have so many recipes for large families. What? You just want more pizza? God damn it.
That's because we didn't know that they had superpowered mutagen.
I'll just wear this highly volatile mutagen in these breakable containers right here along my waist, tucked into this belt.
Yeah, wasn't it a thing that if the turtles got it on them, that they would just turn back into baby turtles?
Something like that.
Which
maybe they'll turn into those like weird mutant hybrids from the last few years of the original series, you know, where they'd get angry and turn into monsters?
The Hulk turtles?
Yeah. I'm impressed you remember that. I thought I was the only one.
Oh, because there was like the Hulk turtles and the Samurai turtles, and they had a bunch of different gimmicks to try and make the show interesting, and they were all crap.
Well, I mean, the Samurai turtles were the Japanese iteration, weren't they? Where they were basically Sentai heroes?
But I thought they did something in America with those, too.
Maybe. I don't remember. I just remember the Hulk turtles, because there was the one human who was also had, like, the Hulk powers. Mm-hmm. He turned to a big yellow demon-looking thing. And that was the moment where I said, I don't think I enjoy Ninja Turtles anymore. Just shoot missiles at it! Whatever! They're just Nickelodeon GAC missiles.
What did they just hit that thing with?
Splinter made a hell of a leap to the turtle van. Is it the turtle van in this one?
It's the turtle urban assault vehicle.
The turtle tumbler. Just leave the van here in the middle of the road.
It's New York. No one will notice. What was Donatello standing on just then?
Michelangelo's shoulders. Oh, you're nude now.
How am I supposed to know which turtle that is without the initial belt?
Oh no, he's gonna turn into a belt monster now. What?
And now there's residual ooze in the water system.
Just splash her out of the water. I'm sure nothing will go wrong there.
Could have just attempted to wash it off.
They're so polite on the Technodrome. They will give anybody a ride.
It's Abomination.
Somehow I have retained the ability to speak, and yet.
Why not? The turtles gain the ability to speak. I see you.
It's funny because it's a giant eyeball.
Right? I made a joke.
It's a pun.
I made a funny.
For more puns like that, Manitou Comics all week long. Exactly like the original cartoon.
Wouldn't this cause like massive sinkholes under the city that would just devour buildings?
First thing the modern Shredder does is get rid of all the Foot Clan logos. Why would you do that?
With what money?
Neutrino blood. Yeah, you thought you'd forgotten about the neutrinos.
I knew all about the neutrinos.
He's just no Uncle Phil.
This is a cartoon.
A few modifications that basically involve not using anything from the originals.
Hey, the old.
Why would you put them in bodysuits when you know they're gonna rip?
And the old Shredder had Bebop and Rocksteady. That's a pretty good mutant army.
Rule.
Dad, I'm still here on the other side of the door. Can you, little help? Can you open it up? I figured an Utron would be aware of alternate dimensions.
No neutrinos cameo. Sorry, guys. That was all that was missing. God damn it. It almost makes me embarrassed to know that I used to watch this as a child. I will say, even though that is an accurate representation of what the original series was like, it is still very exaggerated, though.
Oh, yeah. Like, these are the turtles from, like, a couple years into the series.
Yeah.
Because the first season was actually kind of dark.
Right, right.
I mean, they were still goofy, but not this goofy. But then later on, when it's like parents' group started saying that they were too violent, then they got super cartoony.
I remember the big thing I noticed from the later seasons was Michelangelo no longer had his nunchucks. He had that grappling hook thing he would use.
Well, that was way later.
Yeah, but it's always such a weird consensus. Like, of all the weapons the Ninja Turtles have, the nunchucks are the ones you're worried about?
Well, I think that one's also, because kids would make their own nunchucks out of various devices,
yeah,
and start, like, smacking themselves in the heads trying to whip it around. So it was maybe, like, maybe if Michelangelo doesn't have these, then kids will stop concussing themselves with their homemade nunchucks. Yeah.
Now they'll just start tying ropes onto rocks and throwing those around.
I've seen a movie produced by Michael Bay.
They're just wearing so much shit, Karai! Karai, there was one with boobs! Meanwhile, in the Bat Turtle Cave, kind of is.
So has Hun known where they live this whole time and just hasn't bothered to storm their base?
I'm more interested in how half of his shirt has managed. Oh, you fucking kidding me. I'm more interested in how half of his shirt has managed to remain intact and on this entire time. Is it noon already? Mike, I think I know where we got a lot of our bad habits from.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I never wake up as early as noon.
D Do you subsist on a diet that solely consists of pizza?
Not solely.
Primarily, though?
Yeah.
It's got all the food groups.
At least pizza-like foods.
Technically, that would be water.
All these super modified foot soldiers are still taken out by falling debris.
Their aim seems to only improve about 5%, too. Oh yes, I'd forgotten about this.
Splinter might be dead in your universe, but we're in our universe now.
Welcome to Ninja Pizza, home of the slice. That dice.
It's the original Bebop and Rocksteady.
80s. Irma.
What?
Anti-technodrome gear.
Again, an accurate representation of the show.
Just turn a corner and there's April in trouble because, yeah, fuck it, why not?
Being attacked by giant olives.
Where'd she pull that camera?
She's always got a camera behind her. In places.
Behind her in places? I'm sure it's in one of those mini pockets.
See, guys, Splinter's fine.
But at least he looks like a rat. Kind of. He's so relieved somebody's finally going to eat all that rice he bought all those years ago.
Before he died.
You know they're real ninjas because they can eat rice with chopsticks.
No fucking idea.
Oh.
Hun, do good. The real problem with this is that we didn't get, like, the old Casey Jones either.
Oh, man. The fucking, like, blue highlights in his hair, talking like Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. With the, like, belly shirt.
Yes.
That thought the turtles were Martians. They're Martians.
Oh, my God. He was fucking nuts. Now they're all just kind of like cool dude Casey from the movie.
That's a lemon. New Michelangelo's head's gonna blow up.
Made a few improvements.
Even with a giant floating eyeball, the lasers don't seem to be able to hit anything.
Most notably, there's no laser shooting everything directly in front of the floating eyeball. Oh, yes. I had a Turtle Van toy.
I did too.
They actually re-released it. I saw it in Toys R Us. Earlier this year, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just one of those things, like, I need this. I want this. I have no idea where I would put it.
I had the Turtle Van and April's News Van, which was the same thing, but painted blue.
I had the Turtle Van and the Turtle Glider. It's just a hang glider.
Mm-hmm.
Never got the Technodrome. Always wanted the Technodrome, though.
I had the Technodrome.
Well, aren't you fucking special, Mike?
I am.
That's what my mom told me right before she bought me a Technodrome, so I don't know what your problem is, Chris.
Remember when April had an assault helicopter?
Yeah, eject from the helicopter. Show off the other action features of the toys. We gotta sell them.
Somewhere in Shredder's mutant army, there was a nod to Toka and Rezar.
Hmm. See, right here was the moment I was pissed, because I was like, that should have been the Turtles battle theme.
I wonder if there was something with copyright where they couldn't use the old theme.
Possibly.
Oh, he hasn't watched any of the early Sentai. There they are.
Oh, memories. Oh, that's right. It was never the turtle van outside of the show. It was always the party wagon.
They just drove their hang glider into the ground and it blew up, and they give him noogies?
Nothing helps a concussion like a good old-fashioned noogie.
They should have multiple broken bones.
All the years of pizza have strengthened their bones just to levels you would not believe.
It's the calcium in the cheese.
Yes.
What are you doing? Drive the van up in it.
Launch out of the top, at least. Just never once hit a point where they're like, yeah, these guys are all right. It's just, oh, you fucking annoying sacks of shit.
He didn't seem to have so much trouble with him. It's a trap.
See, in the original series, this is where Shredder would say something about how much turtle soup he was going to get to have tonight.
As he released some, like, robotic giraffe to try to kill him.
They're just going to play a game of Tron here, though.
I bet Michelangelo would be really good at light cycles.
And that's the end of the movie, everybody. Thanks a lot.
Bad guys win.
Now remember, we're 50 minutes into this, so for a kid's show, this is like the first commercial break of the second half. Or no, it was aired as three parts, wasn't it? I guess this was the cliffhanger of the second half then.
There's the movie ones.
Movie ones, yeah.
I didn't see the Bay ones, though.
I wonder why. TMNT. Oh, it's Samurai Turtles.
Jigabawa? They have to kill Kevin Eastman.
Not Laird. He sold his part of the rights. It's fine.
Daddy's busy, Karai.
Bitch, please.
There is a lot of dark imagery and concepts that kids probably would not understand for this show.
I suppose.
Like disintegrating the turtles, earliest common ancestors theories, multiple dimensions.
A time travel plot that's basically on par with anything DC Comics has tried in the past 20 years.
It seems like most of this would go over the target audience's head.
As long as there's some turtles doing some punches and kicks, I think they're fine. Yeah, we won!
Why'd they never make fun of this April's yellow jumpsuit?
It's her ninja outfit.
Even though that fall should have liquefied them.
Casey should be paralyzed at the least.
What, old Mikey don't get no love?
Yo, he's older, girl. He's experienced. He's got a few tricks.
Show you something he can do with them nunchucks.
Wait till you see what he does with a rock with a stick tied to it. Or a string, perhaps.
Stupid
poop face.
You should meet your double, Casey.
I wonder if they'll run into, like, Superboy Prime on Turtle Prime.
He's just taking punches at the air. He'll find that sweet spot.
I'm gonna punch time so hard.
It's like that scene in Hook where he's just destroying clocks.
No! I do like the effect there where they become undrawn. That being said, at the speed that was moving, that would have caught them already.
That thing should have devoured New York by now.
Yeah. Like, they are long fucked by now.
Bugs. Ah,
bugs.
We don't have time for a fight. The universe is getting undone. But you am one now.
I have become that which I hate. They just killed those people.
Yep. Killed them with murder.
Seriously, they are dead like five times now. That thing has caught up, that wave has caught up with them like five times.
The whole room should be gone now. Quick, throw the bag of stuff. Hurry!
Come on!
No time to monologue, fellas.
Thankfully, normal humans, April and Casey, can keep up.
Hey, they've been training with the turtles. Oh, no! See, now Casey should be gone. Okay. Now Raph.
Run, run. Where do they think that...
What? Oh, does Usagi Yojimbo save them?
No.
Because the rabbit goes around? Never mind.
That's an old... thought you were being serious for a second.
But...
half of them are dead. I don't know if you noticed that.
We only have two new ones, two old ones. They did really good of emulating that old comic art style.
They really did. I really dig the look of the Prime Earth. It always kind of like throws me off for a second when I read like old Ninja Turtles stuff. It's like, oh god, this is dark.
With their awful beaks. They don't sound anything like their original.
The narration is great. See, they just outright kill, but at least they're honest about it.
I like that they left in their unfortunately placed tails.
Yeah. Grade A meanie.
Shredder succeeded by the time he told that story.
It's funny because even though they are all in black and white, they are canonically showed with all red headbands. It's like they're all talking in Batman voices. Where's the Technodrome?
And no one noticed it when they were telling the story?
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers.
They put little handcuffs on Krang's tentacles. Just like every other villain, you can kind of goad him into being an idiot. Oh, yes.
Which is a reference to the very first issue. Shredder died in the very first issue of Ninja Turtles because they didn't expect it to go longer than one issue.
Yep. Later. I don't think there's really any comic that still has the original continuity anymore, though. It's all kind of tied in with the cartoons now. At least in terms of tone.
Well, Mirage isn't even around anymore.
No. Is it IDW that's published? Yeah, IDW's got the license now for the comics.
Yeah, but they've started their own continuity.
Yeah. I've only read a few of them, but they're actually pretty good.
They are really good.
Then so be it.
It's a super shredder!
Kevin Nash! I already made that joke.
And would this one be Glenn Jacobs?
Dun dun dun.
Asshole.
He is now. Why wouldn't you lead with the gun hand?
And even at point-blank range, he can't shoot anything. I think that old Donatello's fine, but the others are sobbing.
Yeah. They are genuinely kind of terrifying.
Careful not to vaporize yourselves in the process.
As one, like, clings to the back.
Of course, it would be like a 95-cent Home Depot power strip that undoes it all.
Wait, he has stretchy arms, too? Feel like he's been dropping the ball this whole fight.
Wait, why would that affect Shredder, Splinter, and Karai?
Really?
So if he gets undone before they die, then it undoes it.
Seems like a real catch-22 here. Well, that's it. Show's over, everybody. Have a good night. Fortunately, he positioned himself right in the middle of the giant laser thing.
Hey, it's the exploding throwing stars. Call back. It's okay, kids. He's just napping.
Yay!
What happens when you hit someone in the throat with metal?
They go to sleep, and then they wake up. Shh! He's sleeping.
I don't know if I'd call it fun, but okay.
I mean, it's not like woohoo fun, but it is nice to know that everyone's safe. They're busy. Leave them alone. Dude, bro?
Bros.
Dude, bro, guys.
Bro? Whoa. Nah, like in the movie.
He's right there. We'll take you back home, but then we're going to zap you with the giggle ray.
As soon as we get you home, we are going to beat the shit out of you so hard. All they said each other's catchphrases. They have accepted each other.
They are friends now.
By the way, is nobody going to address the fact that the 87 Shredder took home a vastly improved Technodrome and army?
Maybe he doesn't know how to use them.
Get home and just be like, oh, right. So now that is verbatim the last line of the original comic, I do believe.
See, with what I said earlier about they didn't know that there was going to be more than one issue, it always bothered me that they said, I think this first issue is going to go over pretty well.
You know, hindsight and all that.
See, but Shredder should have gone to the real world and tried to kill Kevin Eastman and
Venus de Milo. Oh. So that's Turtles Forever. I enjoy it. It's, you know,
it is.
It's fun.
It is a decent love letter to Turtles fans for the last 25 years. Or 25 years when this came out. I mean, it's been 30 years now.
I do see where, like, people our age get kind of frustrated because they did portray the original Turtles as buffoons, but again, like we said, that's a pretty accurate representation of that show. Mm-hmm. I do still wish they had one, at least just one big hero moment, though. Well, I guess go see Michael Bay's Ninja Turtles now.
He's only the producer.
That kind of thing. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.